From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. farmers continue to throw their support behind President Trump, despite lack of much progress in tariff talks with China. A Farm Journal Pulse survey shows 79% of farmers now approve of the job the president is doing versus 74% who approved in the poll conducted on June 11th. Of that, 53% strongly approve and 26% somewhat. Pro-farmer policy analyst Jim Weissmeyer tells AgWeb.com many in the ag sector hope the president works things out with China, but no, it's difficult. President Trump has threatened to impose another $4 billion of tariffs on European cheese in retaliation for what he says are unfair subsidies for Europe's Airbus. National Public Radio reports the tariffs could be imposed on Gruyere, Gouda, and provolone cheese imports. According to MilkBusiness.com, U.S. dairy officials have long complained about the disparity in trade values between the U.S. and Europe. In 2018, the U.S. imported $1.8 billion in dairy goods from Europe, but sold only $145 million back. After decades of chasing the enormous China market, a sale of U.S. rice has been confirmed. U.S. Rice President Betsy Ward tells AgriMarketing.com this sale marks a turning point for the U.S. rice industry and is truly historic as it sets the stage for continued trade with China. The deal occurred during the first U.S. rice trade seminar in China conducted with funds from the USDA's Ag Trade Promotion Program. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.